What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Black Boy Talks podcast. I'm your Black Boy Elijah Smith. Man, it's been a long time since I said that. So I know y'all gonna crucify me. I already know I'm gonna be crucified. I already know, you know what I'm saying, that some people might be disappointed in me. Some people might, you know, feel like I abandoned them or, you know, I completely gave up on it. But nah, no. I cannot give up on it, and I will not give up on it. You know what I'm saying? But life update, this is not a, you know, scheduled programming. Of course, it's pretty random. But I just wanted to update, you know, the people who are following and the people who are paying attention to this podcast. You know, I've been doing it for quite some time now. So for my supporters and everybody who's, you know, keeping up and still continuing on this journey with me, I really appreciate it. But I just want to give y'all a life update. I just want to give y'all, you know, where I'm at in my life right now, what I see for myself, and what I see for myself and what I plan on doing moving forward. So, as you guys know, I put out a previous, my last episode was 7 ways to effectively beat depression. Now, from the number of plays that podcast got, it has got a lot of plays. I appreciate you guys, and if you want more, please feel free to hit me up in my DM on Twitter at I am Elijah Smith. No H in Elijah, no underscores, no nothing. Now, life update. So, I'm at a point in my life where I reached the crossroads in a way. That's the term I would use for, you know, where I'm at in my life. I'm at a crossroads. I'm at a point in my life where certain things just isn't for me anymore. Certain people aren't for me anymore, and certain situations aren't for me anymore. And to be honest, I'm kind of glad that, you know, I made the decision to focus completely on myself and leave all the distractions as distractions and cut it off completely, because I'm just at a point where I just want more. I want better. I want to meet better people. I want to talk to better people. Not saying better as in better than another person, but or I just want to talk to people that's better than where I am, and that's really experienced life from a different perspective. You know what I'm saying? And being where I'm at really served me no purpose anymore. But the positive, I did get my license finally after like 5 failed attempts. I was able to get my license. So I took that as an opportunity to just, you know, just get away, you know, and not get away in a sense of like running from my problems and not facing my demons or my issues, but running away in a sense of like just wanting to find peace, wanting to find myself, wanting to build myself up, you know? And sometimes when you so confined and shackled to your, you know, circumstances or your environment, where you're from, it's kind of, you know, set in stone for you to adapt some of the habits, traits, and characteristics of the environment that you grew up in. And don't get me wrong, I've embodied a lot of, you know, characteristics, traits, and behavior patterns that, you know, I have seen in my environment. And why I'm explaining that is because I just want to give you guys a a quick little, you know, I wouldn't say lecture or, you know, sermon, but I just want to give y'all a little bit of game on, like, why I move the way I move and just things that you can do to, you know, grow. And I feel like being in my hometown, I just stopped growing at a certain point. So I had to get up and go. So right now, I'm out of Newark, New Jersey. I'm somewhere else, undisclosed location. And I'm just getting a sense of peace, a sense of calm, a sense of like, okay, Elijah, the only distraction you have right now is your mind. And that's about it. Once you conquer that, once I defeat that, once I, you know, push that to the limit, once I start doing what the hell I'm supposed to do and overcoming that, I think life will start coming together because I'm my own biggest critic. But that's off topic. But I just had to leave my environment, like leave where I was at, because it's like, nobody really truly understand themselves unless they take themselves out of a place that they're used to, a place that they're confined in, you know, and just branch out, figure out different things. And that's I'm at a point in my life where I just want to figure out who I am, figure out what I really want, not what my environment and the circumstances that I was brought up and, you know, forced me to kind of adjust, you know, my viewpoint from the perspective of my environment, where I'm at. So of course, you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna want things from that environment. Not saying that they're bad things, not saying I want to sell drugs or, you know, be in a gang or stuff like that, but just like a rapper or an athlete or just the little mundane, not even mundane, but the dreams and, you know, the aspiration and the goals that everybody, I feel like, growing up in an urban community is aspiring for. And I feel like I'm so much more different than my environment and where I grew up at. So I feel like I needed to place myself around things, people, and places that aligns with, you know, where I want to be at in my life. So I just made a tough decision. I just dropped everything and just left, you know, and I'm just build my life where I'm at, because it's like, I have to get rid of the distractions, man. It's like, it was getting to a point where it was like, the more I stayed, the more I really started hating where I was from. Like, I would literally, you know, just be outside and just be in literal disgust of, you know, just the environment I was in. Not even necessarily the people. Of course, people affect the environment. But it's just, I know that I can't even blame certain actions and behaviors from certain people, because that's kind of all they know. Like, I can't blame somebody who was selling drugs, you know, all their life and say, like, you're ruining our community, when sometimes that, like, sometimes it chooses you. You don't choose the life. So I've been in plenty of situations where, you know, I could have ended up in jail. I could have ended up, you know, in even worse situations, but through the grace of God, you know, I was able to, and I'm not overly religious, and I'm not, you know, but through the grace of God, I was able to, you know, find a way. And not saying that I got everything together, but I'm just focusing on what I want and what I need, and I'm trying to build myself up, you know, in order to help anybody. Because I look at the glass half full. I don't look at it as half empty. Because I feel like when you take a half full perspective, you know, it kind of changes everything. Because when you look at the glass and you see that it's half full, you're like, okay, you're optimistic. You know what I'm saying? That's what I need to really work on, my optimism, and just staying positive, even when, you know, the odds are stacked against me, or even if, you know, I'm not in the right situation, or I'm not where I want to be at. I just take it as a lesson. I just take it as, look, you got to grow. You got to get through this. And you got to learn from this experience. So that's where I'm at in my life as far as like figuring out what I want and figuring out who I am. And just the mental journey from it is just, you know, I would say it's a nice process. You know, I'm trusting in the process and really trying to understand more than anything. So I just want different, and I'm doing that in a different way. I believe that, you know, you can do anything you want as long as you put your mind to it. And that's just always been my mentality. But I'm going off topic. So, 2 weeks, my grandmother just passed away. Very sad, you know. Very sad. I just want to give a moment of silence. But yeah, my grandmom, she passed away. That's the second grandmother to pass away. I really don't know how to feel. Like, of course I'm hurt. Of course, like, that was my grandmother, you know. We used to have nice conversations, you know. She was very strict, very stern, very, like, solid, you know. Religious, God-fearing. Same with both grandmothers. Both grandmothers was the same way. You know, stern, on top of, you know, the house, making sure the house was straight, making sure everybody was straight, you know, just holding the foundation together. And when you lose the most solid foundation, you know, everything else just kind of crumbles. So I just feel like at a certain point, I can't even look at it as a loss, you know, because I've learned very valuable lessons. I have respect instilled in me. I have, you know, certain things that's been instilled in me, you know, from this woman. And I don't know how to feel that she's, you know, gone. Like, it almost doesn't feel real, you know? It almost doesn't feel like it happened. Almost like I'm dreaming, but, you know, life goes on, you know? And I just feel like you know, things happen. You know, you're going to lose people. Things are never set in stone and everything is temporary. And I don't know. I just been in a weird space. Like, don't get me wrong. I feel fine. I'm operating fine. I'm still working out. I'm still eating right. I'm still, you know, the same individual that I was before. I don't know what's shifted now. I feel like after my grandmother's passing, I don't know. It's just like I just try to look at life in a whole different perspective now, because like sometimes in life you just never think that, you know, it'll be the last time, or you're just never prepared for, you know, a loss, or, you know, something as tragic as that, you know, losing somebody is so strong. And, you know, and I know I could have been a better grandson, you know, going to see my grandmother and, you know, just being, trying to be more involved. And I'm not saying I feel guilty, but I do feel some kind of way, because at a certain point, you sit and think, and you really just start analyzing and really trying to figure out life and just why certain things happen. But, you know, only God would know. Only God has those type of answers. And other than that, my family is doing well. You know, I'm doing well. My girlfriend is doing well. And I just want to take the time out to say, anybody, you know what I'm saying, that has, you know, any sort of issues with me, I just want to let you know that that's between you and the Lord. That's not between you and me. I had to cut all distractions off. I had to get away from all distractions. I had to, you know what I'm saying, prioritize myself, prioritize me, and truly plan out and seek out, you know what I'm saying, understanding, and seek out understanding and plan my next move. And that ended up being me leaving. I'm looking for jobs, you know. I stopped working because, like, you know, I really want to work for myself, if we're being honest, and I know I can do it. It's just time, effort, energy, and sometimes I burn out. I burn out so quick sometimes, but I just keep pushing. I mean, I work out every day. I try to eat right. I try to get enough sleep, but it's like I burn out because when I put my all into something, when I put 100% into something and I don't see the results, you know, I just kind of just go astray, and I don't finish what I start. And that's just something I want to just start doing. Like, I just want to start finishing what I start and being more consistent and being more disciplined in my daily life, my daily routine, my daily habits, how I move and everything else like that. And yeah, that's just where I'm at. Like, I'm 24, I'll be 25 September. It's certain things that I want to have at 25, you know what I'm saying? It's certain limitations, and not limitations, it's certain expectations that I've set for myself that I plan on, you know, seeing into fruition. Like, I plan on bringing it to life, and I feel like I truly have the power to do it, because, you know, you can do anything you want in this world. And before, when I was younger, I never really believed that statement. Like, everybody would always say, you can do whatever you want, you can be whatever you want, you can be whoever you want to, you can have whatever you want, you know what I'm saying? And I just never believed it, because people are literally sometimes confined to the lifestyle that they live, and they're truly prisoners of their lifestyles and habits, and, you know, who they associate with and their environment. And I just always been the type of person who's never put any limitations on myself, you know what I'm saying? Even as a young kid, like, even when I was maybe 7, 8, just riding my bike across town at that young age, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've always been driven, I've always been motivated, I've always been self-actualizing. You know, I've always been a self-actualizator, if that's even a word. I've just always been somebody who's been just driven by self. And people might look at that and be like, oh, you selfish, you conceited, you arrogant, you cocky. And to be honest, I don't even care anymore. I truly don't care about being called any of those things, because it's like nobody can walk a mile in my shoes, just like I can't walk a mile in anybody else's shoes. And you can't judge me, and I can't judge you. So if I gotta walk around cocky, arrogant to get what I need to get, and to be who I want to be, and to do what I want to do, and to have what I need to have, and to have what I want to have, then you gotta be a little bit cocky and arrogant. And I started really adopting those traits because I think people take advantage of super kind people, and I'm always so willing to give and so kind. So I'm always finding myself around just people who end up taking and people who don't truly value me. So that's another reason why I left too, is because it's like, why be anywhere where you're not valued? Why be anywhere if you know, people don't take you serious, or people just look at you as somebody that they can use and somebody that they can, you know, just take from? So I've just adopted those characteristics, and to be honest, it's been working because I'm starting to see that the more you put up boundaries, the more you make people mad, especially if their intentions was to use you, you know, be a leech or just want to be around you for something that, you know, for their own personal gain. So I think I've kind of walked away from a lot of just negativity, and it's not all bad. Don't get me wrong. It's just, I'm a Virgo, so I overanalyze, I overthink. I just overplay everything. I overplay my part. I overplay my roles at jobs. I just put in too much effort with a lot of things, and that's kind of why, and that kind of contributes to my burnout. But overall, I just want happiness. I just want peace. I just want a life that I can be proud of. My kids can be proud of. My parents can be proud of. And it's so much easier said than done. You know what I'm saying? So much easier to just say it than to do it. But after a while, I just gotta get up off my ass and do it, you know, instead of talking about it. And I'm not really, I'm a talker, yes, but I really prioritize action. And I know I'm rambling on, but y'all haven't heard my voice in so long. So I feel like, you know, we can sit here and vibe with each other. You know, I can vibe with you. You can vibe with me. You know, and we could just have a conversation, even though I'm the only one talking and you're probably listening. But I got a vision for where I want this podcast to go. I want to incorporate video, get a podcast studio, and really, you know, take off from there. But it's like, I also got my mindset on becoming an electrician, because that's just a passion of mine. It's just something that is so deeply embedded into my brain, so wired into my brain that I just can't let go of it, you know? And it's just something that it just, because when you look at it, when you think about it, and you actually look at all of hard effort and energy you put into something, you don't see the results. Of course, you know, you're going to be discouraged, broken, you know, defeated. You're going to feel defeated. You're going to feel like you're nothing. You're going to feel like, you know, you ain't shit. You're going to feel like, you know, you're just down bad. But after a while, you kind of get up, shake it off, dust it off. You go try something else. But in that case, it's not necessarily like that with me. You know, I've put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into electrical work. Put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. I don't endure things that I didn't even have to, just to become, you know, not even an electrician. this has become a journey, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't even get to the electrician yet. But I do love the trade, and I have a deep yearning for it. And it almost seemed like the more I chase it, the more it just run away from me. I don't know why. But it's like, I know God got a plan. And sometimes you just got to follow your gut. Follow, you know, your instinct. And that's what I'm starting to do a lot. Just follow my intuition. Really let my intuition guide me, you know. But if you're listening, I hope you're doing okay. I hope your family is well. I hope, you know, you're living a good life. And if you are on the other side of that, you know, you're dealing with hardship, pain. You know, you're not feeling like yourself. You're not where you want to be. I just want to say that in due time, through discipline, through patience, something I got to learn, through the respect of the process, I truly feel, you know what I'm saying, that you're going to make it. You're going to do what you need to do. You're going to be where you need to be. You're going to go where you want to go. You're going to talk to the people you want to talk to. You're going to meet the people you need to meet. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have that job that you want to have. I just want y'all to know that I'm all right. I'm doing well. I'm living life. I'm still learning, still growing. Still on this journey like everybody else. I'm like everybody else. I'm nothing special. Matter of fact, I'm very special. I'm sorry. And I just want y'all to feel like that too. Always feel good about yourself, man. And I know it's hard. Like, it's like half the shit people be giving advice about sounds so easy, but it just be hard. And I just want to be that real person to tell you that it's hard as fuck to really step up. You know what I'm saying? When you don't feel like it, when you hurting, when you in pain, when you down, when you sad. I know it's gonna hurt, but you know, you gotta keep going. That's truly the only way. That's truly the only way. How are you gonna even see the light if you don't keep going through the tunnel? You know what I'm saying? You gotta keep going through the tunnel. How are you gonna make it to the other side if you just stop in the middle? So you gotta keep pushing through. Keep pushing through that tunnel. Keep going. Keep going. And this is motivation for myself too, because I know I need to hear it. And I don't want to just keep giving y'all motivation, but I want to give y'all true, solid information that's going to push y'all life forward. Because I know every day I'm learning. And if I learn something new, I'll share it. But I just want to know that y'all with me. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to just be wasting my time. I've been doing this podcast for 4 years. You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to give y'all a life update, a little bit of game, a little bit of advice. I hope y'all doing well. I'm doing well. And that's the Black Boy Talks Podcast. I'm Black Boy Elijah Smith. Peace.